start your journey to financial freedom now.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast, brought to you by iThrived, your everyday fintech solution to personal finance.
Okay, so my week hours are packed. Between steering through the crisis at work every single day and working on putting together what will be iThrived, all of this is proving to create another kind of momentum in my life, which only proves that while time goes away in the same way for all of us, and we all have the same 24 hours in a day, no matter what we do, if we manage our life's energy in a certain way and bring it to a certain level of intensity, allowing us to focus and execute, we are in fact capable to accomplish in a week what could have taken 3 months to achieve. While your daily work remains your top priority, you still have quite a few hours available in your day. Every hour of the day should be at the service of your future self, may it be at your career level or at your side project level. Anyway, it was my birthday on the 19th. I just hit 40. And now that I look back, I realize that what I have built along the way through the podcast and through the journey I have started towards financial freedom, that I have managed to create an income that has been generated through my investments. And I invite you to probably listen to the first batch of episodes of this podcast, as I did start with only $2,600, have already paid off, and I have been able to pay or fund the first phase of development of iThrived without affecting my net worth. This is the only way that any of your dreams should be bootstrapped in the beginning, in my opinion, of course. I have given away the how along the journey, and I am just a hotelier, an employee, just like the majority of us here, so anyone can do it. Of course, I wouldn't be able to stand here today and say that without the unbelievable performance of the stock market since the beginning of July. However, the timing is right as far as I'm concerned and as far as iThrived is concerned. God knows cash flow is king in the startup world. This week, we came up with the first demo version of the mobile application, and the website landing page is now 95% completed. My focus now currently is on the marketing strategy, and I believe it would be useless to spend all of my time into laying out all possible functionalities and features iThrived could have or could offer, or keep listing them out and perfecting my own assumption of what the perfect product should be. We simply have no clue at this stage if the product will be adopted by the market or if we are building even a product that people want. This will save you money and time. Just make sure you have an MVP ready and ship it. You will then be able to channel your funds into the right iterations of your product. Don't be fancy, be practical and data driven. So I'm also starting to talk to my first group of users, letting them know about the project and asking if they will be interested in being part of the first group of users. By the way, if you're interested to be on the list to be part of the first user group of iThrived, you can drop me a DM on Instagram at iThrived. It's I-T-H-R-I-V-D, iThrived. And I will be humbled to stay in touch and receive your valuable feedback on how to create the perfect personal finance tool for you. Now, to establish an effective marketing and communication strategy, you will need to know who is your target audience, what are their pain points, and align your product to address them along the way. But first, we need to communicate to them. We therefore create what is called personas. Let me give you an example. Here is the target audience of iThrived. We're basically developing the perfect user profile at this stage. So the first profile we will be targeting are these college-aged students, 18 to 23 years old, who are trying to get ahead financially. These students may not be completely financially independent, but they do realize that pretty soon they will be responsible for their own finances. And these students are likely business or economy major students, or else have some fundamental understanding of the importance of finance. And their pain points are low job prospects, worldwide change, and looming recession. Unfortunately, these students have realized that what they've been taught, go to college, get a good job, just isn't the case anymore. The events in 2020 has showed just how fragile our economy is and how little people actually save. There is also the growing trend of the gig economy, which has fundamentally shifted how business operates. The other persona would be those late 20s, early 30s men and women who are single or newly married at this stage. They have spent the last 10 years living a consumerist lifestyle and likely experienced common financial burdens such as college or credit card debt, working 9 to 5 without a solid saving and a little to no personal investment. This group has just begun to think about the long-term investment they want to make, such as buying a home or having kids, retirement, etc. They have understood the importance of starting to do so. And their pain points would be not knowing where to begin, undoing a decade of bad spending habits, and getting out of debt is a really sensitive and intimidating issue for most. And these individuals know what they want, but have no idea how to take the first steps in getting there. Some want to save, invest, but are still spending more than they earn and are saddened by their debt levels. Now, the third persona would be those aspiring investors in their early 20s and 30s, mostly male, 40%, obviously less women invest as per my research. Although targeting women, which, you know, statistically earn higher returns, could be an amazing, I believe, market opportunity. And these early investors know that the typical 9 to 5 with little savings is neither the only nor the preferred way of living. They have big goals such as world travel, starting a business, early retirement, and are actively trying to generate wealth to get there. And their pain points is not knowing how and where to start. Many early investors expect immediate results and get upset when they don't see results. They might wrongfully think that it takes a lot of upfront money or it's something that you need to get lucky with. The plethora of tools and blogs out there can also generate decision fatigue. So this is how you develop the personas, the profile of the users you're going to try and target in the very beginning. Once you know that, you'll be able to determine who you're talking to, and it will be time then to develop your marketing angle to address them. So I hope that this episode was valuable to you. And in the meantime, keep dreaming big and be well and stay invested.